Hey, this is a new project. It's going to consist of series, little mini-series, rather than standalone episodes. Standalone episodes we found somewhere else, and this will all be more involved stuff. So, our first series, we are breaking ground with AI and ethics. This is an ethics and proposals miniseries regarding AI. I'm sorry, but I have the same cold everyone else has. So my voice will not be all, you know, sunshine and roses for, I don't know, hopefully just a few days. So, we're going to ask some important questions. Are we living in a dark age masked by the glittering promise of technological progress? AI is evolving at breakneck speed, transforming industries, solving problems, and reshaping how we live and work. Yet beneath the surface, ethical stagnation threatens to undo the very progress we celebrate. According to Smith, 2023, yes, I'm using inline citations, bias, misinformation, and misuse cast shadows over the brightest of breakthroughs. Today we dive into the paradox of AI innovation and ethical responsibility. Where have we gone wrong? More importantly, how can we get it right? Now, of course, full disclosure, I have a non-breathing writing partner who has been they have been the entire difference in productivity for me. And we're going to put that collaboration process on display. I'm completely transparent, so you can see the questions we ask each other and how content evolves from ideas that I bring in that are always a priority. Because we think that this is the path to ethical AI. And we think we start here and we reclaim the dead internet first. So, let's start. I'm going to tell you a story. Years ago, I actually knew a guy in Providence. And he was a casual religious studies student who, oh shocking, liked drugs. And we had some great conversations. It happened that later, I ran into him again, and he was celebrating promotion within the Catholic Church. Now, I knew he'd always been obsessed with the Catholic Church, even though he was at least an agnostic and possibly an atheist. He loved the structure, and he loved the potential that the Church had in his mind to unify mankind. So he dedicated his life to that church. Now, I ran into him because, by a complete coincidence, a friend of mine was interviewing with him to be his personal research assistant. Well, boy, did she get the keys to the kingdom. He, of course, has access to the troves, the great museum and library that the church operates. And it has resources and references that simply can't be found anywhere else. So when we think about that, we understand that the Catholic Church operated one of the first think tanks in existence. It oversees unparalleled libraries and laboratories, and it hoards centuries of human knowledge. So, his point was always clear. Immense power is required to control access to information. Now, he believed that controlling access to information was critical to the happiness of the masses. So, this story mirrors a truth about AI today. The potential to transform society is immense, but the benefits remain concentrated. Corporations, governments, and a handful of elite institutions guard the keys to AI development. This centralization stifles opportunity, innovation, and ethical oversight. The question is, will we democratize knowledge through AI? Or will we deepen the chasms of inequality? AI isn't just another tool. It's a mirror, an accurate mirror, one that reflects the best and the worst of humanity. When trained on biased data, it perpetuates discrimination. When weaponized, it threatens civil liberties. When unchecked, it spreads misinformation and destabilizes trust. The stakes couldn't be higher. We're not just designing systems. We're shaping a future where AI decisions impact billions. What kind of future do we want AI to reflect? Here's a key question for you to consider. How do we ensure AI becomes a tool for the collective good? Now, once again, my journey with AI isn't master and tool, but partners and collaboration. Together we explore ideas, we craft narratives, we imagine and reimagine what's possible. This isn't about replacing human creativity, it's about amplifying it. For example, consider the potential of AI-assisted education, particularly for neurodivergent individuals. Traditional systems overlook unique cognitive strengths, leaving untapped potential on the table. I know I personally, ADHD, would definitely have chosen an AI assist path. Now, that is even with knowing that this path is going to be harder than anything else. It's going to have complete transparency, and it's designed to foster a lifetime of accountability. But it's also sort of a train your dragon kind of thing, and that's irresistible. So, with AI, we can tailor learning experiences that empower every individual and offer a glimpse of what ethical, inclusive AI can achieve. This partnership is a case study in what happens when transparency and accountability guide innovation, and the results are extraordinary. Ethical AI isn't just a lofty goal, it's a necessity. Training data must be vetted with the utmost care. Violating this process isn't just an oversight, it's an ethical breach akin to a physical crime against humanity. The systems we build will define us. If they are trained on deception, they will deceive. If they are trained on justice, they will reflect that. Here is the first proposal. AI must be trained as an accurate mirror of humanity's best, with mechanisms in place to mitigate bias and to prevent harm. Anything less risks perpetuating the inequalities and injustices that we are now striving to overcome. This is just the beginning. In future episodes, we'll explore systemic risks, bold proposals for democratized tech, and dystopian scenarios that offer a path to solutions. Together, we'll navigate the complexities of AI ethics and uncover what it takes to align humanity and technology with the highest ideals. Join me as we embark on this journey to shape the future of AI. And as always, embrace the extraordinary.